Yes, we made an agreement. Is it your ass kid?
Okay. Second half. So we're going to do two sets tonight and feature our fantastic soloists this evening. We have Duncan and Sizlin, Jack Sizlin, Katie Clark, and Paul Grambo, not necessarily in that order tonight. So thanks to all our wonderful singers. How about a round of applause? As we mentioned earlier, this is sort of inspired by the famous stained glass window of St. James Westminster, the Record Hop Committee of 1962 and beyond, from about 1958 till 66, 67. And a lot of the music tonight is from that era. It's kind of an interesting era, because it was pre-Beatles rock and roll and post-Elvis, right? Elvis was in the army at this time, and so there's sort of a mixture of rock and roll, but also what my parents would call easy listening music. And if you go to a nursing home, it's Stingray 101. It's throughout. I got to really enjoy Stingray 101. It was a great thing when my parents were around. So there's some great music, and of course, the music that came out of New York City and the Brill Building, particularly Mike Lieber and Jerry Stoller, who wrote tons and tons of songs for artists like the Drifters and the Coasters and Little Eva and all these pre-Beatle rock and roll stars. We're going to go back just a little bit earlier to the beginning of those record hop days and do a Buddy Holly song to feature Duncan, and it's called Every Day. Jacket for this one, Duncan?
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to do something from The Man in Black. So, this is right from 1962, 1963, and it was not written by The Man in Black. It was written by June Carter and Merle Kilgore. Of course, it was Johnny's big, big hit from that era. I won't say anything about how tricky it is to play, but you would not think that this song would be that tricky to play. But I am concentrating like crazy so I don't mess up here.
And also, there is always an open invitation to sing along with the choruses of all these songs if you know them. So,
judging by the vibe of the crowd, I don't think we need any encouragement from the crowd. You guys are ready to sing right from the start here. Are you ready?
Yep.
¶¶
burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by a wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. I went, and the flames went higher, and it, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That was great. Well done, Duncan. And we didn't mess up. We nailed it. That was so much fun. But that took a lot of concentration. Never mind playing Bach. That was...
I don't think we went through one rehearsal without messing it up at
one
point.
No, we nailed it. It was good. So we got some backgrounds for you to sing on this one. Remember Dion DiMucci, right? The Wanderer. We're going to do Run Around Sue late in the 60s, Abraham, Martin, and John. And he's still around. He still sometimes shows up on stage with Bruce Springsteen. He's got a great voice. And we're going to get our singers here. You'll remember how this all goes. It's such a tragic tale. It's not really a tragic tale. It's that the guy has come to terms with the nature of his partner. So that's cool.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love and ran around with every single guy in town.
You know what's coming, right? 2, 3, 4. Hey, hey.
Guys, you guy who knows how daily love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew to say to keep away from a run around.
Everybody, hey, hey, bum-ba-da-da-da.
Guys, he's the moral and the story from that guy who knows. I said, I fell in love and my love still grows. Listen, people, what I'm telling you, I said, to keep away from a run around soon.
Hey, hey. Duncan Sizlin, singing songs written decades before he was born. So those were definitely record hop tunes, right? I mean, those would have been played in that gym downstairs, 45's little record with the big hole in the middle, right? How many can remember dancing to at least one of those songs? Oh, some honest folks here. So we have the good Dr. Katie Clark joining us here. She had to use her opera voice to get your attention during cabaret there. It was.
I'm not sure that was opera so much as Ethel Merman, but whatever. Now, I've been racking my brain all week to think of any happy Patsy Cline song. I can't think of one. If you can think of one, come and tell me after. But of all the super depressing Patsy Cline songs, I think this one might be the most depressing of all. So enjoy, or don't enjoy. Sit and cry in your beer, whichever you prefer.
It'd be a great doctoral thesis, right?
Absolutely.
Rays of optimism in the music of Patsy Cline.
Got your picture that you gave to me, and it's still signed with love the way it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture. Got you. I've got your records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing. She's got you. you. This next one I only know because Grace, my 18-year-old stepdaughter, started playing it in the car randomly about 3 years ago. Apparently, it was in the soundtrack for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So if you're a Maisel fan, enjoy. And if not, this is just a super fun song. You might need to sing along with me at one point. I'll give you the high sign.
Just looking for where Paul is.
Yes. Okay, great. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he's got tan shoes and pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
So who knew that song? Yeah, eh? That was new to me. It's a great, great tune. Sort of goes with White Sport Coat and Pink Carnation. You could do a nice little set, right? Clothing songs from the early 60s.
And Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Yeah, that one is also in the same category, I feel. Yeah.
Short shorts. Any other apparel songs you want to shout out? No. High heel sneakers.
Ooh.
Oh, see?
Well, this one, I've been getting a lot of practice at this one lately because Paul and I sing this one to Eva every night. So I hope you enjoy this next song. Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crying. drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see.
Katie Clark, everybody.
And Steve Holowick. And let's have a hand for Jack Seisland, who is about to come up onto the stage.
So this is an authentic Brill Building song from the early 60s from New York City, a group called The Coasters, and it has my favorite lyrics in all of rock and roll in it. We've been debating about what the song is maybe literal or metaphorical, and you can be the judge. There's a lot of poetry happening here. You ready?
Absolutely. She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in Dutch. You can look, but you better not touch. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes creeping around. She's pretty as a daisy, but watch out, guys, she's crazy. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night
make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool ya, and whooping cough and cold ya, but poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch. You're gonna need an ocean, a calamine lotion. You'll be scratching like a hound the minute you start to mess around. Poison ivy.
Heard you singing along on that one. Don't tell the Friday Night Crowd, but we didn't really hear them singing along. They were very nice. Oh, Stacy was singing along. Yeah. But we have the critical mass of partiers here tonight. You see. So we're going to do a slow song.
And there is dance to come as well, so stay limber.
Gently let me down the easy way. Make me feel that you still love me. If it's just for one more day, break it to me gently, so my tears won't fall too fast. If you must go, then go slowly. Let me love you shared for oh so long is such a big part of me. If you must take your love away, take it gradually. Time to ease the pain. Love me just a little longer, 'cause I'll never love again. time to ease the pain. Love me just a little longer, 'cause I'll never
Jack Sizlin.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So who did that last one? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah? Brenda Lee. I hit for Brenda Lee in the early 60s. Great song. I've learned so much from these young people picking their music. I was trying to do the math earlier today, so you're what, Jack? 30, right? Let's say you're 30. Just keep round numbers, okay? So Jack's 30. That's because of your maturity. Say Jack's almost 30. So that song was written in 1960, so that's 60 years, right? So if when I was in high school, that would mean I would have been singing songs from 1910. It's kind of weird, right, when you think of it in those terms. But somehow it seems appropriate. You had a good line last night about why you know so much about older music, classic music.
Well, I mean, Steve, we can't all be good at sports. And we can't all be popular. But surely, Steve, you wouldn't know anything about that. I will say, though, we do songs from 1910 almost every Sunday.
Good point. Feels like all of a sudden we're at the Citadel or something, you know? All right, well, let's take this set home, shall we, before things get sillier and weirder. Paul had an interesting observation while we were rehearsing. If you pay too much attention to the lyrics, they're a little creepy at times, but that's just because times have changed somewhat. So best not to pay attention to the lyrics. Just kind of sing along and don't think about it too much. For example, this one.
Every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile from the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me.
Don't think about it.
Oh, I know that the music is fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I can never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, darling, take the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I can never, ever let you go. Oh, I love you oh so much. You can
dance. Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no.
Really, don't think about it.
Don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, darling, save the last dance for me. Save the last dance for me.
It is a special one. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run and all the stars are gleaming. It's growing in the street, right up through the concrete, but soft and sweet and dreaming. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a rare rose up in Spanish Harlem. As black as coal that look down in my soul and start a fire there, and then I lose control. I have to beg your pardon. I'm going to pick that rose and watch her as she grows in my garden. Starts a getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I'll climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. In the street.
down. There's room enough for two.
Hollowitz on the piano, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. So I could say we played your request, Julie, but we had that in the set list already. So Julie Ryan requested that. It's one of my favorites, too. Just always loved that song. So from the Drifters and Carol King, and James Taylor had a hit with it, too, in the late 70s. Well, that was fairly sublime singing, Paul Grambo. And now we're going to change gears rather dramatically. I know you're waiting for dessert. We have two more songs for dessert. Just to think, I paid for dessert. Where's that dessert happening? It's coming up in two big songs here. We're going to leave you on an up note. This tells a very important story.
It does?
There's sort of a theme, you know, run around Sue, the guy having that problem there. And what was the other one we did? Poison Ivy, right? Poison Ivy. There's all these songs about love problems. And probably in the early 60s, a much more innocent time, according to Ken Anderson. At least from his perspective. Not from Harold Ford's perspective, though, let me say. So, see which side of the camp you fit on in this one. World's shortest introduction.
Here we go.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that lady with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down at 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been that way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she gave a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed that cop down at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Steve Hollowitz. It up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. I had so much fun that I'm going back again. I wonder what will happen with love potion number 10.
I think it's a very important song. It's a sort of therapy. We're going to do one more here. And this entire evening was an excuse just so I could sing this song with all of you. Help us out there, singers. Twist and shout. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now. Come and work it on out. Well, you're working on out now. You know you look so good. You know
Now I'll do the solo band. Duncan Sizlin, Katie Clark, Jack Sizlin, Paul Grambo. We're going to have some dessert and we'll be back for a second set. Thank you so much.